Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you acknowledging that you are holy, you are who you say you are, and we believe that you'll do what you've said you'll do. We lift your name up. We praise your holy name. We come before you and worship. We lift you up high. And as we continue on in this service, we ask that you bless Brother Cal as he preaches and teaches from the Word. Open our hearts and ears that we may be changed by it. It is in Jesus' name that we pray, and all God's people said,
Amen. Good morning. Any morning that you can get up out of bed and go forward in the power and the presence of the Holy, it's a good morning. What a great crowd we've got. It looks a whole lot better out here than last Sunday. And just a reminder to our guests and visitors, if you're visiting with us today, you'll find in front of you, in the chair sitting in front of you, there should be a guest or visitor's card. We want to get you to fill that out for us. And there's a place at the bottom for prayer request. Just tear that perforated edge right off the bottom and place it in one of these buckets. There's two here and one back here. We want to get a record of your visit and how we can pray for you. So please do that for us today if you're a guest or a visitor. And if you're not a guest or a visitor, I'm so glad to have y'all back. Hallelujah. This morning we're going to be in Isaiah chapter 58. Chapter 58, and it's always good to have the adult and teen challenge boys on the front row. Yeah. Hallelujah. I like front row folks because they like to get under the spout where the glory comes out. Hallelujah. We're going to be in Isaiah 58. Most of you know that we're here last week, or maybe you watched online. 2025 is a year of breakthrough for Second Mile Church. Spiritual breakthrough. Emotional breakthrough, relational breakthrough, financial breakthrough, spiritual and physical break, all kinds of breakthrough in 2025. And we are entering the seventh year, March the 25th of this coming year, of this year, we are entering into the seventh year of the existence of our church family. I'm Baptist. I'm not supposed to clap in church. Help us, Father. The number seven is a very spiritual number. It's an important, significant number in the Scriptures. It is the divine number of God. It speaks of God's divine perfection and completion. And in this year of 2025, we're going to see God perfect and complete His plans and His purposes this year at Second Mile Church. We're going to see that happen. And we have claimed, along those lines, Jeremiah 33:3 for our church. Call unto me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. And so it's going to be a powerful year of breakthrough. But in order for us to experience those great, great things that God wants us to do, we need to prepare for that. And we're preparing for that with prayer and fasting in the month of January. Now, I mentioned last week, our crowd was down. We only had about 100 people here last week. But 70 folks committed to some type of fasting and prayer. And if you weren't here last week, make sure you get a commitment card and turn this thing into one of these buckets. Don't put your name on it. Just put what God's leading you. What area of fast are you going to participate in? And get one of those spiritual prayer guides back there in the back. So take care of that today. And so that's what we're doing to prepare for spiritual breakthrough, is to fast and pray in 2025. Amen? Amen. And did you know that there is a fasting and prayer time that pleases God? That's what Isaiah 58 is all about. And there are 22 spiritual promises, 22 benefits, 22 results of fasting and prayer for the people of God to claim in Isaiah 58. You mean, Pastor, we're going to cover all 22 of them today? No. We're going to pull out six of them. And I want to encourage you, a biblical fast takes place when you abstain from food for a period of time with a spiritual goal in mind, something that would give God praise and honor and glory in order to experience the power and presence of God in a new and fresh way. And so, whatever meal you fast from or whatever it is that you're fasting from, spend that time in prayer. And I would encourage you, read through Isaiah 58 several times this month and look at those benefits and those promises that God has for it in a fast that pleases the Lord. And so we're going to look at all six of those, just six out of the 22 this morning, if that'd be okay. Even if it's not okay, that's what we're going to do. Hallelujah. Let's all stand as we honor God's word. I just want to read one verse. The promises for those who pray and fast. Look at verse 6, Isaiah 58, 6. Is this not the fast I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. Father, we honor your word today. Would you bless it? Anoint it. And God, whatever it is you're calling each one of us to do today, oh God, help us to be obedient. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening today. In Jesus' sweet name, all God's children said, amen. Amen. Please be seated. All right. First thing, we just read in verse 6. One of the first benefit, the first blessing, the first promise for a fasting and praying that pleases God is you'll receive freedom from oppression. Say freedom with me.
Freedom.
And I want to tell you, as I look through the landscape of the American church this morning, we need to be set free.
Yeah.
We are under tremendous oppression. Some of us really struggle with fear and doubt and anxiety, and you need to be set free from that. Others are really under oppression and under the yoke of bondage when it comes to a negative, critical, judgmental spirit. And there's probably a few of you that are here today, and you're under the bondage of people pleasing. You're more worried and concerned about what somebody might think and say about you rather than what God thinks about you. And you need to be set free. And of course, any disobedient lifestyle is going to hinder God doing His best work in your life this year. And so I want to ask you this question as we begin. What burden is it? What hindrance is it in your life that's keeping you from God's very best? What is it in your life that if God were to remove that, you would have His very, very best, the abundant life for you? What is it? You're the only one that can answer that. But I'm praying this morning that God would free us up. That we would let go of trying to run our lives and that we would turn control of everything in our lives over to Him and that He might set us free and that He would break the bondage, the yokes that are keeping us from God's best. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that's the first benefit. That's the first promise that if you're engaged in a fast that's pleasing God, He's going to free you up in order to release His very best in your life. How many of you know God's best is far better than my best?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, here's the second one, learning to share. Look at verse 7. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? My. When you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh. Now jump down to verse 10. If you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul. I don't understand completely how God does this, but somehow through prayer and fasting, God opens up our heart for the things that are on His heart. We get His perspective. As we humble ourselves and seek His face, God begins to lay spiritual, physical, emotional, relational, financial needs of others that need to be met. And we begin to give towards that. Now, I want to just kind of say something a little bit hard this morning to you. Don't buy into the panacea that the more stuff you get, the better off you're going to be. That's what our world teaches. If you'll just accumulate a bunch of stuff, you'll be happy and peaceful. That is a lie from the pit of hell itself. You know what I call that kind of thinking? Dead Sea thinking. You know why the Dead Sea's dead? There's no life? Because it constantly takes in and never gives out. And so as we fast and pray this year, God's going to lay on our hearts folks that need help. I'm just thinking about all the stuff that we try to put in our baskets. You know, we're after the latest cosmetic and health product. We're looking for the latest and hottest exercise machines. All of us want to get that latest technological device, the latest iPhone, the latest smartphone. I'm so dumb, I can't even use a smartphone. And some of us are after the flashiest car, or the most fashionable set of designer clothes that we can get our hands on. And meanwhile, the widow can't pay her bills. That fatherless child looking for love winds up joining a gang. An orphan doesn't get the attention and care that he or she needs. That homeless veteran continues to have to live on the street. The poor need clothing and shelter. The homeless continue to go hungry. But when you pray and fast in a way that pleases God, you get the needs of others on your heart and you share. You learn to share. And can I just say to the church this morning, you are never more like Jesus than when you give. He gave His all for us. How can we not give? Amen?
Amen?
Look at your neighbor and tell them, let's give. Well, that was weak. It's always amazes me when you start talking about this, people get upset or they get real quiet. It's one of the two. All right, here's the third one. Fasting and praying that really pleases God will receive healing for their body, their soul, and their spirit. Say healing with me.
Healing.
Look at verse 8. Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Listen to this. Your healing shall spring forth speedily.
Amen.
Y'all didn't get that. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. Anybody in here need a healing? Five of you. Verse 11. The Lord will guide you continually. And listen to this. And satisfy your soul in drought. Strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. There's something about praying and fasting and fasting and praying that benefits your body, your soul, and your spirit. Healing. You know, now we said last week that fasting is not a process of spiritual Weight Watchers. Not about losing weight, but you probably will lose weight if you're abstaining from food. And more than that, you'll receive healing for your body. You'll be cleansed from toxins and poisons and chemicals that really aren't good for your body. Hello? How many of you know we're digging ourselves an early grave with our forks? Yeah. And other things that we have put in. So that's what fasting does. It brings healing for the body. And my wife and I are praying for healing, a different kind of healing, for a couple of our family members. And I'm believing God and claiming this verse of Scripture that God's going to send healing for those two, and our family is going to spring forth quickly. Hallelujah. And I can only tell you, as I have in seasons where you can tell by looking at me, God, I was telling one of my sisters, God's got a sense of humor. If you don't believe that, take a look right here. But there have been a couple of seasons in my life when I was really dried up emotionally. At the end of my rope. And I entered into a season of prayer and fasting. And you know what God did? He healed me emotionally. Amen. And he'll do the same for you. As you experience let me tell you, God's drawn to weakness. He is drawn to when we take food off the as the focus of our lives. The most natural desire you have is to eat. If you don't eat, what happens? And so as we take that focus off of food and humble ourselves, Christ is exalted in our lives, and hallelujah, He provides healing for the things that we need. Healing. Do you need a healing, a touch from Jesus this morning? I want to encourage you to begin fasting and praying. Amen. Here's the fourth one. Are you ready for this one? I really like this one. God's glory will be made manifest in your life. You begin to shine like the sun. The S-O-N. Look at verse 10. If you extend your soul to the hungry, whoo, and satisfy the afflicted soul. Watch this. Then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. Amen. I don't completely understand this either, but all I can tell you is as you give up that the natural, God invokes the supernatural. In that time where you would normally be eating and you spend time in prayer and getting alone with God, man, He begins to provide His perfect fellowship with you. And it isn't long before you're going to start looking like Moses coming down off the mountain. People will know that you've been alone with God and you'll shine for His glory. I don't know about you, but I'd much rather have the glory shine to my countenance than to have the Eeyore gloom and doom on my face. Hallelujah. And so you'll begin to experience the power and the presence and the glory of Almighty God as you fast and pray. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, let's shine. Let's do better than that. Let's shine. Start fasting and praying. That's in a fasting and praying that pleases God. You'll get the glory of God. Whew. I could go on with that right there for several minutes. Come on. Look at the fifth one. Fasting and praying that pleases God provides God's presence and protection. Protection. Provision. Look at verse 8b. Oh boy. Whew. And your righteousness. Now, let me just stop right there. The only thing that's righteous about Cal Hampton is the righteousness of Christ. Amen. His righteousness is mine. All right? And your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Listen, then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and He will say, here I am. Woo! Mercy. Something about prayer and fasting brings the protection of God on your life. Now, fasting and prayer, you could say, are our spiritual shield. You could say that, I guess. I just want to warn you with this. If you're going to fast and pray for spiritual breakthrough in your life, know this, you're invading enemy territory. Amen. And so you're going to encounter some spiritual warfare. But you know what? God's got your enemy covered. He said, I've got your front side and I got your back side. How many of y'all seen Kevin Kennedy's billboard, Kev's got you covered? Well, I've got better news than that for you. God's got you covered. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Tell Kevin that, all right? God's got Kevin covered. Hallelujah. And so God protects us from the enemy. He keeps the enemy at bay. That's right. Hallelujah. Now, I don't understand how He does that, but that's why He's God and I'm not. And so, do you need provision and protection? Do you need power that you've really never had before? Well, I want to encourage you to get in on what we're talking about here in Isaiah 58. Whew. Here's the last one. Answered prayer. Now, let me read. Y'all didn't get it the first time I read it, so let me read it again. Verse 9, then you shall call and the Lord will answer. Y'all, that's a promise from God. You shall call and He will answer. And you shall cry out to Him and He'll say, hey, I'm right here. I'm with you. Here am I. And then watch this. Look at verse 11. The Lord will guide you continually. Whew. He will guide you continually. Answered prayer. Now, I don't know what it is that you're praying about and you're requesting of God in your season of prayer and fasting this morning. But can I just share something with y'all? I've been reading through some of my journals. You know, I encouraged y'all last week to keep a journal while you're fasting and praying and write down the things that you're asking of God and the answers of God from God that you're getting. And I've been looking through my journals and reading those. And I have come here today to tell you all, God answered every single one of my prayers and my requests. Amen. Every one of them. And we're talking about 2 and 3 journals. I don't understand that. All I know is that God said, call unto me and I'll answer you. And Jeremiah said, and He'll show us great and mighty things that we don't know anything about. Hallelujah. He'll answer you. Now, you may not get the answer you want, but God will give you the confidence that He'll order your steps. Oh, that is such a good word, folks. You may not get the answer you want, but you can be confident that God's best is better than your better. And He'll take care of things for you. Answered prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. And so, as we give up the natural, God invokes the supernatural. As we let go of that most natural desire to abstain from food for a period of time, and we're praying with a spiritual goal in mind that's going to bring God great glory and honor and praise, and as I turn from trying to run my own life and by faith turn everything and allow God to control everything, somehow, some way, God just pours power that I've never experienced, and I get His presence in my life. You see, what prayer and fasting does, fasting gets you on praying ground, and it helps you to receive and get ready for what God wants to show you. You not only have spiritual ears to hear, you've got a godly heart to obey. And so I want to encourage you today to begin, if you hadn't already started, in January, give up abstain from something that is really, really important. And for most of us, that's food. And can I tell you, when it comes to answered prayer, where did she go? Where's Diana? She's raptured. I've missed the rapture. She went to Kenwood? Okay. That's not heaven, although you're getting close. But I want to tell you something God's doing in January in my family. She and I have prayed more together these last 11 days than probably all of last year. Just she and I praying together, weeping together, fasting together. I want to tell you, y'all come on by the Hampton Inn and rub elbows with the Holy Spirit. I want God's best this year for my life, and I certainly want God's best for this family right here. Amen. And it comes through what we're talking about today. Aren't you tired of playing games? Don't you want more in your relationship with God than you've ever had before? You can have it. You can have it. You can have it. But it comes through obedience to the Word of God. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. Those heavy burdens will be taken away and removed. The yoke of bondage that's keeping you down. You do know Satan wants to keep you down. Will be taken away. Whatever it is, that thing that it is that's keeping you from God's best, if you'll do what God's telling you to do, you'll get His best.
That's right.
Through prayer and fasting. And that, my friends, is spiritual breakthrough in 2025. Bow your heads with me this morning. Father, I don't even begin to understand everything that You're doing, but I just want to give You praise for everything that You are doing. And I just want to go, before I ask You for anything, I just want to go ahead and thank You for everything. What a great God You are. And Lord, You love us infinitely, unconditionally, sacrificially. And You have our best interest at heart. And God, if we're going to experience the things that You want to do here in 2025, we've got to get all these issues right with You. And so, God, help us to turn from any unconfessed, unrepented sin. Help us, God, to humble ourselves so that You might be drawn to our weakness. And in this season of weakness, God, that Jesus might be lifted up in our lives. And that we would begin to shine for Your glory. Others might see that. And that, God, You would provide and protect us like never before. We want Your power. We want to see breakthrough. And we're going to say yes to whatever it is You're calling us to do. If you're here this morning, I know we've already had an altar call. But an altar is a place to meet God and lay your burdens down, to sacrifice anything and everything that's keeping you from His best. And this altar is open this morning. And if you're here this morning and you don't have a relationship with God, let me just share with you. We've all got a sin problem, and those sins keep us from God's best. But Jesus loved you so much that He left heaven and came to this planet and lived a perfect, sinless life so that He could lay down His life and become the sacrifice for your sin. And my Bible tells me if you'd be willing to turn from all your sin and for the first time turn by faith and trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart, He'll forgive of your sin, and He'll come on board and in your heart of hearts, and He'll reign and rule. And one day you'll see Him face to face. If you would just pray, God will save you right where you sit. And so whatever it is that God's calling you to do, whether it's salvation, whether it's sanctification, whether it's getting that issue right with God, asking Him for His very best, this time is yours. It's between you and the Lord. And I just want to ask You to just bless this time, Lord Jesus. Pour out Your Spirit in our heart and in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Quietly and reverently stand to your feet. Andrew's going to lead us in a hymn of response.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.